96.3 WHUR Old School 90s. And now, that Johnny Gill right there, Give Love on Christmas Day. A classic for you. On the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. Nina Brown. I saw this article. I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen. One thing is for sure, and I'll say it again if I haven't said it 100 times. Money will not buy you happiness. Let me say that again. Money will not buy you happiness. Y'all know who Lizzo is. Singer Lizzo went on TikTok. Listen to this, DMV. She went on TikTok and admitted that she is still struggling with body image issues and negative thoughts. She's in a depressing headspace this close to Christmas. This is what Lizzo said on TikTok. I came home, took off my clothes to take a shower, and I started having all these really negative thoughts of myself. Like, you know, what's wrong with me? Maybe everything. All the mean things people say about me must be true. And, you know, why am I so disgusting and hating on my body? I'd normally have some positive things to say to get out of this, but this time I don't. I think these are normal. They happen to everybody. They happen to the best of us. We are the best of us. I can only help it changes for the better. But I know I'm beautiful. I just don't feel it. I know I'm going to get through. Now, you know, she said, though, Nina, that, you know, fame puts a magnifying glass on all of her negative thoughts.
For sure.
She went on to say, you could be the coolest, most richest person ever, and it doesn't buy you effing happiness. Money doesn't buy you happiness. Fame only puts a magnifying glass on the ish you already have. And if that ish is effed up, then guess what? It's just more magnified, effed up ish and situations around you. And fans started pleading with her to get some help. What do you think about that? And let me ask you this. You know, she was... She, you know, after she got popular and had those songs, remember she was going out and dressing half naked, and the time she went to the basketball game with her butt cut out of her jeans, and people were like, okay, that's inappropriate. But then, you know, they were defending her, saying if somebody thin and fine had done that, if Beyonce or somebody had done that, they wouldn't have said that, you know. But they're only saying it to Lizzo because she was, you know, a heavyset girl. But do you think that that magnified some of what she's feeling right now?
Absolutely not. No. I think Lizzo, no. Our culture is so uncomfortable with overweight black women that it's ridiculous. Like, especially in, you know, media. Like, we glorify, you know, bodies, and then when a woman like Lizzo, who wants to make people feel a little bit uncomfortable because she knows that they do feel uncomfortable with her size and her image, and she's trying to make us feel comfortable by putting it in our face. We have people like Gabourey Sidibe, who was the leading, who never dresses inappropriate.
Right.
Who never dresses inappropriate, and she's always body shamed. Gabourey Sidibe from Precious, who is, you know, overweight black woman. She never has her butt out, and people always shame her for her size and her weight. So it doesn't matter if Lizzo has her butt out or not. It's just because she is an overweight black
woman. But I guess...
Regardless.
I guess my question is, you know, when you see, like, you'll see women wear leggings, right? And
right.
But then you'll see, like, heavy women wear leggings too. Are they wearing it because, like, they're proud of that? Like, you know, when they're heavy and got a big booty and they still wear the leggings, is that a proud thing? Like, I'm proud of my body? Or
no, it's called leggings are comfortable.
Oh, your mic.
That's all it is.
You're saying leggings are what?
Leggings are comfortable, and we like leggings, regardless of our size, if we're big, if we're small, if we got a booty, if we have... Everything have to be sexualized and to show our body parts. Like, black woman, white woman, Asian woman, we love leggings. It's the most comfortable article of clothing we have, period.
All right. So what do you think about Lizzo's situation? Do you think she just needs some, you know, therapy or something?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we all need therapy, Lizzo included. And we all deal with body issues. I look at my body at times and I'm like, ugh. Like, sometimes I feel bad too. Like, okay, I need to tone up. I need to lose some weight. My back looks fat, whatever. Some days I'm like, ooh, my booty is popping. You know, we all go through that. But at the end of the day, hopefully she has more good days than bad days. But if not, then that's when you got to get therapy. You know, to balance it out. But yeah, I just think she's just having a bad time. I don't think it has anything to do with anything more than that. She's a woman. We all have those moments.
So you think that the black community shames heavyset black women?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, yes, especially the media. The media does. Like, what we display as beautiful, what we glorify as, oh, she looks good. Yes, yes.
But don't you think every culture does that, or do you think black people just do it more?
I think black people do it more because we have curves, and we are so proud to have a butt. We're so proud to have hips and thighs, and you know, there's sure. I think the black culture does it more, and black men love those curves. You know, I don't think other cultures, they're just now getting hip to the curves and they like big butts. But please, 15 years ago, white women didn't want a big butt. White women didn't want big lips. White women, you know what I mean? Now they want big lips and big butts and darker skin and everything we've been had naturally. So yeah.
All right. All right. What you think, DC? 202-432-WHUR. Just wanted to point that out to you. I like Lizzo a lot. I really do. I like Lizzo a lot. So I hope she, you know, gets through this period, you know, and gets ready to come back. All right. All right, everybody. It's the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, 96.3 WHUR. Listen, I just got to let y'all know, for real, 49 years of sounding like Washington. Come on.